Welcome to Confessions of a Closet Romantic, a sweet and sexy break in your day where I curate the best romantic TV shows, rom-coms, movies, and sometimes books on a different theme each episode around romance, connection, sex, and love. This is Poppy, and in today's episode, for Halloween week, I'm taking a closer look at one of the scariest romances I know. The many versions of the gothic horror novella, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Wikipedia, at this point, there are more than 120 movie and stage versions of Robert Louis Stevenson's mid-19th century allegorical story. And it was read by people at the time who never read fiction, and it was quoted in pulpits and sermons, pointing out the dangers of sin and straying from the path of righteousness, whatever that means, and the dangers of the sexual appetite unleashed. It is kind of terrifying to think about a dark side inside all of us, just waiting for the right or wrong moment to come out, but this must have been especially terrifying in Victorian times. The original story doesn't actually feature any women characters, but many of the adaptations do, and a lot of them use how Jekyll and Hyde treated women to bring out the dramatic shift in his personality and morals. Now, I just want to warn you before we go any further that this episode features films that have a lot of disturbing themes of physical and sexual abuse. And if this is triggering for you, just take care of yourself. It can be triggering for me as well. So just catch the next episode, and I look forward to seeing you then. I have to admit, both of the movies I'm featuring in this episode scare me a bit, but they are sort of my favorites, if you can call them that, versions of this story. The first is the 1941 film, which centers the story around Mr. Hyde's, played by Spencer Tracy, his physically and emotionally abusive relationship with the barmaid Ivy, played by Ingrid Bergman.
I can't understand what happened. Never a rumpus here. No stall to me. It's that girl. Ivy, that barmaid. Pretty girls always cause trouble. I'd throw her out if I were you.
What, Ivy? I can't do that to Ivy.
A great man can always change his mind. For a reason.
Yes, sir.
A troublemaker, that's what she is. Out she goes.
Yes, but now, while evening is still young, huh?
Yes, sir. What's happened? I ain't done nothing. Just minding my own business, that's all.
That's my decision, my girl.
Stop pushing!
Don't hang about here.
Who's hanging about?
Go on, don't argue the point.
Oh, good riddance.
Oh, what's happened in there?
Is there some trouble, Ivy?
The trouble? I was sacked, that's what.
Oh, well, how fortunate I'm here. I'd like to help you.
Oh, just let me back in there so I can bash him with the nose, that's all.
Quite the little tartar, aren't you? Always ready to flare up. Oh, I like that. Here, this is just to prove that I want to help you.
The rainbow is wide and long, Ivy.
And now, waiter, I better get home.
No. Good luck.
Ivy, my darling, you belong with the immortals. Come with me to Mount Olympus. Drink nectar with the gods. Sing the ancient songs of pleasure. And put Athena and Diana to shame.
Well, you aren't half at one with the words, aren't you?
And don't be frightened of me, will you, Ivy? When a botanist finds a rare flower, he shouts his triumph, doesn't he?
Are you one of them?
You like a man who sees a girl and makes up his mind, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, she does know what I'm talking about.
Please, sir.
But you'll find out, won't you? Please, you'll find out.
Come on, please. Oh, please, sir.
And the other is Mary Riley, based on the fabulous novel by Valerie Martin, which imagines the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde story from the point of view of Dr. Jekyll's housemaid, Mary.
Shall I leave the candle a while, or do you want to sleep?
I always want to sleep. I can't understand why it should take so much effort to look after one man.
I don't mind hard work.
Well, I do. I've
been in service since I was 12, and this is by far the best place I've had. He's a kind man, the doctor. Anyone can see that.
If he was that kind, he'd let me sleep until 6.
Good night, then. I feel safe here is all.
I don't remember ever reading the original novella, but the ridiculously scary, tense 1941 film plot goes like this. In 1887 London, Dr. Henry Jekyll, a medical doctor, becomes interested in research experiments to see if he can separate good and evil in human nature. Dr. Jekyll is engaged to Beatrix, conducting a very sweet and proper traditional upper-class Victorian romance. But her father, Sir Charles, is skeptical of Jekyll's radical ideas and his suitability as a husband. Some of those radical ideas include ingesting a serum. Dr. Jekyll isn't able to find a subject, so he impulsively takes the serum himself one day. Drama! After drinking it, he transforms into an alter ego, Mr. Hyde, who is uncontrollably amoral, sociopathically violent, and sexually and physically abusive, especially towards vulnerable people and women. Everything Dr. Jekyll is not. For much of the story in this 1941 movie, Dr. Jekyll attempts to keep his dark side, Edward Hyde, under control. But as the story goes on, as he begins to lose the battle and seems to even enjoy his occasional violent excursions as the evil Mr. Hyde, things in his life completely fall apart. And so do the lives of everyone unfortunate enough to meet up with him. This 1941 movie version explores other themes too, like the punishment of women's sexual desires, women being condemned for their efforts at survival when they have few economic or societal choices, and women supposedly asking for it by simply working or walking down the street. Ivy the barmaid is a poor working woman who struggles and sees in Dr. Jekyll an attractive savior.
From Molly dinner party into your confidence.
Not asking you to agree with me. I just have a decision to make.
Now, look here, Harry. You and I have been friends for years. I can't agree with your theories, but that doesn't make any difference to our friendship, you know. Let's drop into the club for a rubber of wits. Do you good?
Well, I'll walk that far with you. Let him go, let him go. You get a cab. I'll see what's happened.
Here.
Oh, that's a nice thing. A girl can't walk off with a chap on it. Unless he was, what does he think he is? A big...
Did he hurt you?
Oh, it'd take more than the bloke like that. I bet I look ever so untidy.
You sure you're not hurt?
Why, I don't think so. Oh.
What?
Oh.
What is it, your ankle?
Yeah. Oh, it's twisted.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, do you mind?
No, no. After all, an ankle can be very painful.
Oh, you are ever so kind. Oh, my side, too. Oh, he hit me.
Oh, well, I should have caught him.
Oh, no, no. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped. You take my meaning.
My friend is getting a cab. Perhaps we could drop you somewhere.
Oh, you're ever so kind.
Shall we try it now? Yeah, that's the girl.
Oh, gentlemen like you shouldn't be bothering yourself about me.
Now, what sort of a gentleman doesn't like to help a pretty girl?
Hmm? Oh, no. And me with me hat all over me head. So he asks me if he can walk me home, he does. Well, I turns around to him and I says yes. When a girl is out late, it's nice to have a bit of company to see you home.
Naturally.
I know what's what. Oh, you have to if you're a barmaid. Well, I like a bit of fun, as the saying goes, but when a bloke grabs you sudden-like with nasty notions in his head, it's time to put your foot down. I'm sorry to bother you two gentlemen. Oh.
Well, here we are.
As soon as Dr. Jekyll starts transforming into Mr. Hyde, he visits the music hall where Ivy works and pretty much forces her into a physically and emotionally abusive relationship. Oh, Ingrid Bergman gives an amazing performance and representation of the vulnerability and psychological torture experienced at the hands of a boyfriend abuser.
Surprised? Couldn't be that you didn't expect to see me.
Oh. I've been waiting for you.
But you've been celebrating. Is there some new event, some change?
No, I just thought that...
Oh, you've just been drinking to calm your nerves, huh? It is your nerves, isn't it? Perhaps you should see a doctor.
No, I don't need a doctor. We'd like to have some wine, sir. I'll get you another glass.
Dr. Jekyll's a good man. Yes, Dr. Henry Jekyll.
Is he?
Yes. Yes. And a fine gentleman, too. Different than any man you might know. Yes. Yes. A nice, fine gentleman like yourself, sir, wouldn't be knowing such a person. No. I ain't such a bad looker, sir, when I'm warm myself. Yes. He's the kind of a man you can get down on your knees to, isn't he? A sweet, dear, pure man that you can trust and believe. He's a smug, hypocritical coward. That's what he is.
Oh, you couldn't know that.
I know him intimately, and I detest him intimately. From his lofty brain to the soles of his virtuous feet. And you, I'll do anything you ask, sir. Well, you saw him, didn't you? You saw the respectable fool, clutched his halo and held it straight, didn't he?
How do you know that?
I know everything you do and everything you think.
Dr. Jekyll wouldn't tell you. He ain't the kind that...
And as you were leaving the room, you turned at the door, didn't you? And you said, for a moment, I thought... What did you think? What did you think? Did you think that Dr. Jekyll was falling in love with you? You with your cheap little dreams? Or did you think, perhaps, that in him you saw a bit of me, Hyde? Oh, but it confuses you, doesn't it? It isn't quite clear, is it?
Oh, what are you going to do?
Something so simple. I'm going to put an end to all that confusion.
When Hyde first meets Ivy, there is so much subtlety to the shots demonstrating gender and class differences between them, and power differences. She looks at him and sees something normally out of reach for her. She's open-hearted and a bit vulnerable, a bit wary, a survivor within the patriarchy, but she's also defenseless in the face of his contempt. The performances in this movie are so heartbreaking and upsetting. I can't even say how much this movie fascinates and repulses me at the same time. The story from a slightly more empowered slant is Mary Riley with Julia Roberts and John Malkovich. It was adapted by Christopher Hampton from the Valerie Martin novel. And the art direction and music turn this into a true atmospheric gothic horror story. The central unrequited romance, friendship really, between Jekyll and Hyde, played by John Malkovich, and his housemaid, played by Julia Roberts, isn't exactly straight up happy ever after romance, to say the least, but it's so dramatic and suspenseful.
In the laboratory. Go there directly. The rule is relaxed. And shift yourself!
What did she say?
She said she'll do everything you want her to.
She said, this is such linen as even she cannot clean.
She has always been prone to exaggeration.
I saw the room. There was blood on the ceiling.
And did Mrs. Faraday explain?
No, sir, but I felt sure someone had been done to death in that room.
No.
She said you should have gone yourself, sir.
I couldn't. I'm sure you understand. A place like that. I sent my assistant, Mr. Hyde.
She called him a mad dog.
On those rare occasions when a woman like Mrs. Faraday is not at fault herself, she is liable to experience a rush of righteous indignation. I happen to know that Mr. Hyde did everything that he could. The girl had already lost too much blood. These amateur operations, as I'm sure you... Well, let's not discuss the details. Just rest assured that I shall continue to look into the matter. I suppose it would have been too much to expect a bit of gratitude.
I'm sorry, I doubted you, sir.
I'm going to lock my door and work. Tell Poole he may close up as he pleases. I may not go back into the house tonight.
Dr. Jekyll and Mary truly care about each other. She's more than a bit in love with him, but she never forgets that she's his servant. Her kind nature after all of her abuse, her sort of innocence, and her solid intuition and smarts, and trust in him, showing him her physical and emotional scars, is the very reason he trusts her.
You're up early this morning, sir.
As a matter of fact, I didn't go to bed at all last night.
And you've been out by the look of your shoes.
Yes, I needed some fresh air. I was thinking a great deal about the story you told me last night. You must have really hated your father.
I don't know, sir.
Surely he was a monster.
When I was little and he was in work, he wasn't so bad then.
It was the drinking that did it.
You think it was only the drink?
The drink turned him into a different man.
A different man?
Yes, he even looked different.
What do you mean?
It was like he carried another person inside him, and the drinking brought him out.
Or maybe set him free. I'd like you to do something for me in strictest confidence. I want you to...
Yes.
It was very good of you, sir, to back me up about the garden.
Yes, I think I did rather well.
Mr. Poole questioned me so closely about why I was so long with you this morning. It was the only excuse I could think of. So thank you.
Are you sure he's not out on the landing right now, the virtuous Poole?
No, sir, he's gone to bed. I thought if you would like to examine these scars.
Come here. Raise your sleeve. These go very deep. Did they never affect the use of your fingers?
I couldn't move my thumb for a while, but gradually it came back to working.
Does it still cause you any pain?
Gives me a bit of jip when the weather's damp. Otherwise, it's right as rain.
What did this? Come.
Sit down.
Oh, no, sir.
I insist. Something to drink, perhaps?
No, sir.
So, how did it happen?
It was a punishment, sir.
In this version of the story, Mary represents Dr. Jekyll's better nature, his conscience, which is absent in Hyde as he lives out his shadow side. Their relationship makes you think about your own shadow side, what's contained in it, and how to love people who reveal theirs. No matter what the circumstances in love or romance, when people show you who they are, believe them. It's up to us to decide what price we pay for romantic, financial, and emotional security, of course. But ultimately, we need to count on, support, and romance ourselves first, always. As Mary Riley ultimately does, which is a happy, not scary ending in my book. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you do, that you'll share this episode and tell some friends about it. For more information and show notes, visit confessionsofacloseteromantic.com. And if you're feeling afraid or abused in a romantic relationship or experiencing domestic violence, you'll find a link in the show notes that I hope is useful. I'm sending hugs and wishes for healthy love and romance to all of my listeners throughout the world.